Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic. I talk about it. I try to stick to the topic. A lot of the time I don't. And I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 28 of Unscripted. Girls, my head is up my hole today because I'm going to Dubai tomorrow. Also, I didn't realize that it's Ramadan in Dubai. I'm an idiot. Like, why not check these things before you book? Obviously, I don't mind it being Ramadan, but I was kind of looking up and doing some research today on like what changes. Apparently, you just have to be very cautious, obviously, of eating and drinking, smoking, all of that in public, because obviously the people in Dubai are fasting, so it would be inconsiderate. But yeah, it's going to be an experience, I guess. I did live in Turkey and there was Ramadan in Turkey. And I'm trying to think, did anything really change? I don't think it did. But again, I lived in a tourist area of Turkey. And I think that's what it said about Dubai as well. The touristy areas that everything's kind of open during Ramadan. But if you go outside the tourist areas, not so much. So yeah, it will be an experience. I've actually been in Dubai twice before and loved it. I really like Dubai. The only thing is, the times I've gone before, I've gone for like 10 days or 2 weeks. And honestly, I feel like you can kind of get everything done in a few days. So this time we're going for a week. One day is the day we're flying and one day is the day we're coming home. So it will be 5 full days, which I feel like is more than enough for Dubai, because unless you're wanting to go on mad shopping sprees and stuff, I think that's enough. Anyways, another thing, girls, people always say to me, like every time that I say like, oh, I'm going to Dubai, and consistently for the past 3 times that I've been going, people are like, oh yeah, like you have to like wear this. Girls, you can wear normal clothes. Like, just be considerate. Like, don't be walking around in a bikini in a mall, but like you can wear normal clothes. So I just want to say that, because I think people think that you have to wear like cover yourself from shoulders to ankles in Dubai. You don't, as a tourist. I'm trying to think what I actually did this week, but I've just been like literally focused on my holidays. That's pretty much it, to be honest. Holidays and work. That's all I've been doing. Bit of a sad life. So I'm excited to get away, girls, and just literally get away from my phone. But will I get away from my phone? No, I'll probably post more because I'm in fucking Dubai. Ooh, I have 2 weeks off from the podcast, which, did we ever do 2 weeks off before, Lauren?
No, never 2 weeks.
No, there's still going to be episodes though. Yeah,
100%.
Just so you don't think. There's still going to be episodes because we have recorded them in advance. Oh my God, though, let me tell you this. Lauren had to tell me that I'm not going on holidays on Monday because we have a very special guest. You'll see who they are. Well, it's in the caption. It's the Bia Bell girls. So it's Ave and Blah. I shouldn't call them the Bia Bell girls because it's Ave and Blah, but the girls that own Bia Bell. And we were trying to organize the episode and Lauren was like, okay, we have the girls in Monday. And I was like, I'm away on holiday. She was like, no, you're not. I'm so bad. Like, girls, I'm so unorganized. My head's up my hole all the time. I do cope well under pressure, but very much in my own head. Like, not out to the public. I look chaotic. I look like crazy stuff is going on. Girls, today in the studio, as I mentioned in my intro, we have the gorgeous Ave and Blah Murphy, who own Bia Bell Beauty. They also own Caldora Skin Clinic, and they also have their own podcast, the Sister Secrets Pod. So, introducing the girls.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. I'm going to Dubai tomorrow, guys. So they came in on short notice. So thank you so much.
That's so exciting. You're going to Dubai. I'm so jealous.
I know. I can't wait.
So yeah, my name is Blah Murphy and this is my sister.
My name is Ave Murphy and we own Bia Bell Beauty and Caldora Skin Clinic.
Yeah. Oh my God, what? Yeah, that's me. I'm Caldora as well.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I look so rude right now.
I'm like, oh my God, stop.
No, it's only new.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is deadly.
It launched October. Yeah, around my birthday.
So it's only our new baby.
Okay, yeah. That is insane.
It's right beside my house.
Is it? You have to come in.
You have to come in.
And you as well,
yes.
Niamh.
Yes. That is insane. Yous are two, like, entrepreneurs. Like, yous know what you're doing. Even your socials. Like, I'm always looking at your social videos on Beabel, and yous have it down. Like, they're so, so, so good.
Oh, thanks so much. That's thanks to our team, though.
Yeah.
That's not us.
But yous are really good at, like, keeping with the trends. You know, the way a lot of, like, brands, they're kind of just always showcasing the products. Yous are doing trends and everything.
Yeah, we tried to keep on top of that. Yeah.
We actually haven't a clue.
No. The girls are literally like, right, do this, do this. And yeah, we're like, doing it really quick, like, perfect. We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I think that's really important for a brand. So I like that. I like when a brand is like fun.
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just always like serious, like, look at my product.
And mm-hmm. You have to humanize the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it fun so that people are interacting.
Yeah.
Kind of following along on our journey.
Yeah, exactly.
And yous both have like a social media presence outside of the brand as well, which I think is really good. Mm-hmm. Again, it humanizes it. It makes like, oh my God, this is...
People can get to know us as well as the brand and the products, which is nice.
That's kind of how Beabel came about. You know, I was building up mine. Aving, you were building up yours. And we just thought, like, why are we promoting other people's products and making them money? Why don't we just do it ourselves?
Yeah. So and was that scary?
It's funny, like, because
we didn't have a clue.
Yeah, if you were to go back now, you'd be like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah,
but we didn't really know what was ahead of us. So we just kind of closed our eyes and dove in. Yeah.
Completely blind.
We've had a lot of mistakes and stuff along the way.
Yeah.
But we've learned from it. Absolutely. And that's how we continue to grow.
We keep making mistakes, you know, that is how you learn.
Yeah.
Mistakes are good.
Yeah.
Once you make a mistake, you won't do it again, you know, especially if it's a really bad one.
And now you're building an empire, like, to go from like the Tam brand, now you have the skin clinic, like, that is insane, girl. Seriously.
But we thought, like, you know, Beabel Tan is all about tan meets skincare.
Yeah.
So we're really about like looking after your skin, whether it's being bronzed or like putting skincare onto your skin, looking after it long term. So a good roll on from that was a skin clinic.
Yeah.
And then we also partnered up with my best friend, Roisin. So she's in the industry like 10 years.
Yeah.
So she knows.
It's her game. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's amazing. Expert. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we said, why don't we all come together and make a business?
Yeah. It is a natural transition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Skincare. I love it. Guys, I look so rude, but I...
Oh my God, would you stop? It is brand new.
Yeah. Delighted for you. That's amazing. And Blah, you used to be a makeup artist.
Yes.
So is that kind of where your love for beauty and makeup and...
Yeah. Like, when I was in primary school, I always wanted to own my own hair salon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, your hair is amazing.
She always does everyone's hair.
Yeah. Two of you have such long, beautiful hair.
That's platinum.
Platinum.
Yeah. Platinum tape.
So yeah, I wanted to be on my own hairdressers. And then once I got into secondary school, I moved to makeup.
Yeah.
And then I obviously worked as a makeup artist for 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, 4 years. I can't even remember, something like that. But as I was working as a makeup artist, I just accidentally grew a following on social media.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't actually plan for anything
to
happen. Yeah. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
But as I started getting out there, people were always asking me about my tan.
Yeah.
What tan do you have on? And then when Aving started growing hers as well,
it was the same.
Yeah.
So
always.
We never had a tan that like we loved. We never had an all-in-one tan.
Yeah.
You know, you could have an amazing color, but then it would wear off so bad, because the ingredient in tan is a thing called DHA, and DHA naturally takes moisture out of your skin.
Oh, is that why it goes all like skinny?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
so that's, it is like dehydrating.
Any other tan, if you just put DHA on your skin, which most tans are, you're just taking out all the moisture.
Okay.
That's where we saw a gap in the market. Why don't we mix skincare in with our tan and combat that.
Okay.
And that's why our tan is so like long lasting. It's so natural.
Yeah, it is so natural. And it's not orange. Your tan's not orange.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Like, it's like olive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're olive girlies.
Yeah.
I have Ema and can confirm I love Beabel tan.
So. Amazing.
Ema girlies. Because for me, a lot of tans, like, I usually kind of stick to instant tans, because overnight tans a lot of the time do just completely dry
dry out my skin. So that is really interesting to know.
Little piece of information.
Your makeup is stunning.
I sat in front of Right Girls.
So nice.
I literally had like so many hours to get ready. And then, you know, when you just start doing your makeup and you're like, doing one thing after another. Yeah. Next thing you know, it was like 20 minutes till I had to go. I was like, fuck.
The story of our lives.
I was in getting my nails in earlier and I was flicking through TikTok and I was like, oh, Niamh's getting ready. I was like, no way.
You're doing your makeup, you're getting your nails done.
Yeah.
I'm just a girl.
Essentials.
What's it like now? I'm actually really interested in this. What's it like working together as sisters?
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Do you? I would kill my sister. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, me and Aving are so close. So.
Yeah. I mean, we do kill each other. Yeah. The very odd time.
Yeah.
We are still sisters at the end of the day. But it is really rare. And I think you're better at kind of like just like, no, stop. Like, move on.
Yeah.
I can tend to like be a little bit hold a grudge.
She probably just more internalize it. Whereas like, I'm just like, right,
get over it.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely
do. I'm like, I internalize everything.
Oh, yeah, same.
So I relate.
Don't get me wrong. I do commit some things. Like, you know, some things I take really to heart. But stuff like that, I'm just like, right, we're done now.
Well, we are really good at kind of passing over that. Yeah, so that's definitely a blessing when it comes to working together.
And we definitely got better with it from working together.
Yeah,
because
true.
At the end of the day, we have business to run.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So put your shit to the side.
And do it.
And And we're sisters. Like, we're always going to be sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think yous working together as sisters, I think that actually like makes the brand as well. Like, I think it's really like, it's a kind of like standout point, isn't it? That it's own sisters. If it's me and my sister, me and my sister are chalk and cheese. Like, she is the opposite to me. She's a nurse.
Oh, okay.
And I used to do OnlyFans, you know what I mean? She's the opposite to me. So I think if it was me and my sister, we'd kill each other. But again, what you're saying, I suppose if you have to run a business, it probably improves your relationship in a way, because it's like you can't.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah, because like, be a bell, like, we're building each other up as well. Yeah. You know, and I don't know, we've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
At the start, I think there was probably more fights.
We just work really well. We bounce off each other. Yeah. We also level each other out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like,
I have traits, or Amy has traits, and maybe one would be higher than the other, but then we kind of just level each other.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Your mom is part of the brand as well, isn't she?
She is. Yeah.
She
is.
Oh, what?
She's a friend.
No way, that's so cute. So it's like a family, like, family thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And our dad helps us out all the time.
Our brothers.
Our brothers.
The whole family affair, really.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is.
We rope anyone in, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But that is cute. That's a real, like, I feel like that's wholesome.
Yeah.
It's real. And to grow together as well, like, that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, start off somewhere and to grow together and go through all of that growth must be insane.
Yeah And then our team as well, I suppose, because we're a family, it automatically goes into our team, where our team's a family.
Yeah, like, everyone's very close,
very very close as well.
Yeah.
And everyone just kind of gets on and just loves each other.
Yeah.
You can see that though from the social. That's why I love yous. So I think yous do socials really well. Like, I think
you do socials really well. You're so consistent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I'm addicted. Like, Alex says that to me every day. He's like, Niamh, like, he started posting on TikTok since he started bringing music back out, like, as a solo career.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds it so hard. Like, he hates TikTok. Like, he just fucking hates it.
Mm-hmm.
He has to, like, every video.
Yeah.
It's like, Niamh, how do you just put a camera down? I'm like, Alex, I'm addicted. Like, and also, I'm an oversharer.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't tell.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't, because then people use it against me. But I'm like,
no, but it's you.
Yeah. I'm telling them everything.
Like, that's what, like, being an influencer is, just being your authentic self.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to like it, and some people won't like it.
A lot of people. That's,
but, like,
that's their issue.
That's their issue. Yeah. That's nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Exactly. That's true. So, obviously, girls, is now have the skin clinic. What, I know we've spoke a little bit about it, but what was the, like, point that you were like, we need to do this? Like, what made you in your head be like, we need to do this?
Kind of came about, oh my God, what was
years
it? Seven,
ago.
8 years
yeah,
ago?
Years ago.
Roisin, who owns it with us.
Yeah.
She used to work in another place, and she would talk about how amazing the clinic is doing, blah, blah, blah. And my dad, like, my mom and dad are both entrepreneurs.
Okay.
But my dad, like, just heard, like, a light
core.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad had a light bulb, and he was like, why aren't we doing this?
So it's in your genetics.
Yeah.
We're born and bred that way. Like.
Yeah. And then just the years went on, and it just got to a point where she was leaving her job. So we just said, now's the time.
Yeah.
Let's go for it and do it. And we did. And now it's open.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is, like, it's such a, when I think, right, girls, I'm 28. I could not even think of open. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, literally.
Remember you were telling me before you wanted to do a
Wait till I tell you about this. So I actually bought loads of clothes.
Yeah.
I was like,
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. I was like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm starting a clothing brand. But then, so I done that because I was quitting OnlyFans. I was like, right, I need to make an income. And I thought I'd never be able to do social media because I had an OnlyFans. You know how Ireland.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, companies wouldn't work with you.
I thought that. But then, obviously, once I quit OnlyFans, I start getting loads of companies working with me because I had
funny.
Quit.
No way.
They wouldn't touch me when I did it, but once I had quit. So then it came to this thing where I was like, right, I have a podcast. I'm doing like brand deals. I feel like I can't, I don't have the time. Like, that's where I don't know how you get the time in your day. Like, you have to be very motivated, I feel. And I get up at 12 o'clock in the day. You know, I stay up till 4 o'clock.
I was going to say, you stay up late. You're that type of personality.
Very
alive at night.
Yeah,
that I'm is like that.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I don't sleep like.
No, run on batteries kind of thing.
I was up this morning at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I just couldn't sleep. I was like, I think I'll just get up.
No, see, that's where I'm different because I just lie in bed all day then.
I just sleep
for the whole day. I'm so bad. Do you know what? I'm a bit lazy. Like, I'll admit it. I'm a bit lazy.
Yeah. I think we all have a bit
of
lazy.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
Like, we're complete procrastinators.
Yeah.
Procrastinators. That word?
Yeah, that's the word.
That's us to the core.
It's pretty bad.
Why can't we just get up and just do whatever we need to do?
I know, yeah.
Like, my wardrobe needs sorting out the last 6 months. Yeah. I still haven't done it. Like, why?
And I can't find, mine's the same, and I can't find any of my clothes.
It's like, I have nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? You've loads.
Yeah. And I'm wearing like the same 5 outfits. And it's like, Niamh, if you just cleaned out your fucking wardrobe.
Yeah.
And the worst part, last summer, I bought a whole new summer wardrobe. Can't find any of it. So I just went and bought a whole new one the other day. So I would rather, how lazy I am. Like, I'd rather like spend money than actually just clean my fucking wardrobe. Yeah. I need an organizer. There's any organizers listening to this podcast. And one thing I'm obsessed, right, girls, I don't know if any of the listeners listening has ever seen any of the Bea Bell shoots. Your shoots are insane. Like, insane. They're so good. Every time I'm like, oh my God. And you model a lot yourselves for the brand, don't you?
Yeah. We have a shoot actually coming up in Italy in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I can't wait for that one.
We're over there for work anyway to a thing called Cosmoprof.
Okay.
So we were like, may as well just do a shoot there. Mm-hmm. Well, actually the girls pitched it to us, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we were like,
yeah, they love pitching us shoots abroad.
Yeah.
But it suits. It obviously abroad is going to suit a tan brand.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Sun. We don't get much of that in Ireland.
Yeah.
Imagine going around Dublin City Centre trying to do a fucking shoot. Like,
We did one on Black Friday.
Oh yeah.
It was like winter. Like, it was November. Yeah. Like, and we put on like a leotard.
Like a kind of like a lingerie one piece.
Yeah, and walked down Grafton Street in heels.
Stop. Big black fur coats kind of covering. Stop. Yeah.
Everyone was staring at us.
Yeah, people were recording us.
Yeah, but that's going to get engagement, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People are going to be like, oh my God.
It did really well, didn't it?
Yeah. It did, yeah.
And I suppose you're showing like fake tan in winter. Look, you can
in
winter. but yeah, I love your shoots. Love them. Every time they come up, I'm like, oh my God.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, they are so much fun, yeah.
So obviously, I was saying how I had a few hurdles with my clothing brand that meant that I didn't even bring it out. Have you had any like hurdles in business that like you didn't expect to have at the beginning and maybe taught you a lesson going forward?
God, yeah.
The list is endless.
It happens every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when we first started as well, we didn't expect the influx of orders.
Yeah.
And we literally had our cousins, our grandparents, we had their neighbours. Everyone was coming in to help us.
Yeah, because we were just...
We just couldn't do it all.
Blind,
yeah.
Like. But that's so cute that you have that kind of community around you that are able to do that in times like that. So was your, like, when you started Bea Bell, was it, like, straight away kind of took off?
No.
It
did for the initial, like...
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to buy in and see what it's like and stuff. Obviously, it naturally kind of goes down. But, like... When we think about it then, you know, what big was then is obviously not so big now.
Yeah.
So I suppose it was busy, like, but like it's obviously nothing as what it's
compared
like
to what it is.
We were doing every job role in the business.
on your own at the beginning.
Yeah.
My God.
It's just girls.
We actually started Be About with Lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's what we launched with. Yeah.
Then we went
just to Lashes.
And then Tan. So Tan is actually our third thing that we've incorporated in.
Yeah. I think 2 years after we first launched, that's when the Tan came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know that.
No.
They think it's just Tan.
No, there'll probably be so many listeners that don't know that because I thought it was Tan. But that's...
Yeah. So that's why we weren't that like busy, I suppose, at the start. We were busy, but like we weren't anywhere like now. Like there were some days that like our room was our warehouse, our kitchen table was our office,
yeah,
and then our the like I suppose where
the courier company was the post box down the road, like
the road. So like our dad used to come in and be like, Jenny, do you have any orders today, girls, to walk up to the post box? And we'd be like, no,
no orders today.
There's so many days that we went by with no orders.
Yeah.
It was so disheartening, but we just powered through, pushed through.
No, you know, we're gonna get there one day. Keep going.
And that's probably where a lot of people would be like, no. Fuck this. So I think the fact that yous did power through that is probably the reason, well, a lot of the reason why you're so successful today, because I feel like if that was me, I'd be like, oh my God, no, close the website, close everything.
You know, they say if you throw enough shit at the wall, eventually it will stick.
Yeah.
Our dad always says that.
Enough mud at the wall.
Oh, shit mud.
Sinking.
Throw the shit at the wall.
It's something like that.
I love that yous have your dad and your mom that are both entrepreneurs. Like that makes so much sense to me, because when I look at you, it's like, I know I'm saying it so much, but genuinely I'm like, we're like similar age and I could never. So it's like, right, okay, I feel better, it's genetics.
You know, our mom and dad didn't just like tell us what to do.
Yeah.
They showed us.
Yeah.
You know, so they were never like, do this, do that. They did it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed us what being an entrepreneur was.
Yeah.
How hard you work.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's probably why we are the way we are as well.
Yeah.
Definitely down to our mom and dad.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, monkey see, monkey do. Like,
you
are your environment. So that was a fucking good environment to grow up. So, girls, do you have any advice for anybody listening that might want to start a business or be thinking of starting a business?
Close your eyes and just do it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you waiting for? There's never... ever going to be a perfect moment. Everything's not going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it never will be perfect. It's so unrealistic.
Yeah.
So just do it and learn as you go.
Yeah. And there's also like the Leo, which is the local enterprise office.
Okay.
They're so good with giving you advice. They can offer free mentors, grants. And you go to them. We went to them, I think, before we even launched.
A year after we launched.
It was a year after we launched. We'd heard about them and we were like, oh my God, we need to go there and get some advice. And they're just so helpful.
Yeah. I never knew about that.
Yeah. For the first year, Be About Me, they barely even got paid. We barely even gave ourselves a wage.
Yeah.
And then after a year, we ended up going to Leo and they actually have a grant to, if you're the owner of the business, to support you with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's brilliant.
They really, really help small businesses. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I feel like there'll be loads of listeners that don't know about that. And I feel like so many people want to start a business, but it's a fear.
Yeah.
It's this fear.
Is.
And especially, I think in Ireland, I don't know, there's kind of small town mentality a lot of the time. I think Dublin less, well, maybe you will say there is, but I think less in Dublin. But I know where I'm from. I'm from the middle of the sticks, like literally country. If I like started a business, everyone would be like, what is she doing? You know what I mean? So I feel like that's probably a big
thing
that stopped people too. But that's the same with social media. And I always say, like, if I had have listened to people in my town or anywhere laughing at me when I started social media, I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't have my podcast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have anything.
It's your life to live, not theirs.
Yeah.
Care what they say.
Yeah.
100%. You can't let other people dictate. Like,
yeah.
And you can't let fear dictate you either. I'm saying this, but fear dictated me.
I'm a hypocrite. I think another piece of thing we would say is always reach out for advice.
Very true.
So willing to give advice if you just ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone comes to me and Avon, we're always so willing to like help them in the right direction or, you know, where to get suppliers. You know, there's room in the industry for everyone.
Yeah.
Once you have your USP, your unique selling point, it differentiates you from another Tan brand anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not competition, you know.
Yeah.
It's just you have your own gig, they have their own gig.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yous are, because I think I was wrecking your head for advice when I was doing my clothing brand and never came out.
Well, no, you weren't wrecking my head.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Oh. And you now have your own podcast, girls.
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean. Where do you get the time? Like, a skin clinic, a brand, a podcast. I'm struggling with just the fucking podcast. Seriously.
I think we just, like, be about Caldora and now, obviously, the podcast is me and Aveen's life. It's not, like, work.
Yeah.
So, like, we just work it into our daily life. Yeah.
Plus, it's not just me and Blana doing it. We have amazing people around us who are... helping us along the way. Yeah. So
we wouldn't we definitely wouldn't be able to do it if it was just us.
Oh, 100% not.
Like, I mean, there's no way we'd be able to, you know, especially like Caldora, like we're not in the clinic working. We just oversee us.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the girls running that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing about being an entrepreneur is delegation. You have to delegate. You can't do everything
yourself.
You also need to know your strengths.
Yeah.
Why would me and Aving sit around doing like
accounts
I have a fucking clue about numbers. Sometimes I say, David, what's blah blah blah, like something plus something, she's like
I google it, like I don't even go to a calculator, I google what it.
yeah
that's pretty bad.
I still count on my fingers. I'm the same. I hate numbers, so I don't know. I just feel like even with staff I would still be like, no, this is I'm like, I get so overwhelmed.
I was just going to say, you sound like you're getting over, you're taking on too much.
Yeah.
You start small.
Yeah.
And you just work your way up.
And that,
rather than thinking, oh my God, this needs to be huge straight away.
Yeah.
Nothing that's good is going to be straight away.
Time.
You know, it just takes time.
Very true.
And as you take time, you just learn as you go.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I went mad with, or wrong with the clothing brand, because I was like, buying loads of stock and like trying to do everything myself. And then I was like, I can't do this. Like, I actually can't. And then it got to the point then I had the podcast and the brand deals. And then I was like, how am I supposed to like pack orders, run so like do all this myself?
Yeah.
So yeah, I throw myself in the deep end and then fail every time because I take on too much. So that's
at least
why,
you try.
At least you try.
You know, that's such a good trait to have.
And also
get up and go and do it.
Write down what went wrong and then learn from that.
Oh.
You know? So like if I was to give you advice, I'm sure even you'd be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Buy like three items of clothes.
Yeah.
And sell them on Instagram at first. See how it goes. So really small.
Yeah.
And then as it like it starts to pick up, then go get a website done.
Yeah.
But as it's so slow, it just becomes your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it doesn't feel so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not all at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all at once.
Is it still something you want to do?
No. Right, I have these episodes, right, where I'm like, I want to do this, and it's like I have to do it immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6 months later I'm like I have no fashion, like not that I have no fashion, but like I would look at you two and be like, oh my God, you are so fashionable,
you look amazing today.
Yeah,
but I look at like, okay, TikTok, I'll google like cargo pants and just copy what someone else is wearing.
Oh, I do that all the time
as well. But you always 100%. Have such cool clothes, both of yous. I'm like a tracksuit girly for life. You know what I mean?
I love my tracksuit.
Yeah, color. I'm like I wear this. Lauren, how many outfits have you seen me in here? About five.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. So I don't know what it was. That was just an episode. I think I will. Like, I want to do something.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your time and
find
what comes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing you have to be is passionate.
Yeah.
Because if you're passionate about whatever it is you're doing, you'll never fail.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to keep going and find a solution. When
There's no point taking something up that you're kind of just half interested in. Because you're not going to put your energy into it. You just won't.
That's what it was with the clothing thing. I was like, I don't like fashion. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about fashion, you know.
That's how I do it, not that.
Yeah. As like, maybe it's some mad idea, but now I have like loads of like clothes. So Alex actually said to me the other day, he was like, his brother, I think, has somebody that wants to buy them. I'm like, yeah, take them. Get rid of them because literally just sitting, taking up space.
Yeah.
Like, threw my head in. But that's me. I have like, that's why I look at people like yous and I'm like, it's so inspiring because I am the type that I'd love to be able to do what you're doing, but my brain just doesn't cooperate with it. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of people can learn a lot from both of yous. Yous are both like entrepreneurs doing so well.
Nah.
And yous are so young. Like, where are yous going to be in 20 years? Like, imagine if it's like this now. You
don't feel young anymore.
No, God.
You are. How is your podcast getting on? Where did that start off? Like, what was the...
So it was actually our brand manager, Amelia.
Yeah.
She was like, yous need to do a podcast
yeah.
because she listens to us.
Yeah.
just shy on 24/7. So she was like, you'd have to do a podcast. Like, it'd be so good. And she was saying that to us for ages. And we were kind of like going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then we were going to Paris for a trade show and a photo shoot. And it was a week before, I think.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's do the first episode over there. And we were just kind of like, sure. Okay.
And that was it.
That was it. We just,
oh my God, I love that.
We do that all the time. It's like,
yeah.
It's like everything is just so instant. Like, yeah, no, like.
Because we wouldn't be able to do a podcast in a studio as much as we would have liked to, because our lives are so hectic and we're here, there, and everywhere constantly.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's just do one on the go, and we can, you know, talk wherever we are in the world.
Yeah.
And loving it so far.
We love
it. You do travel so much all the time. I noticed that. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Most of it's for work though.
Yeah.
But like our work trips are so fun.
Yeah. So fun. Yeah. And like it is tiring, you know, traveling so much.
Definitely.
But it's obviously so worth it.
Yeah.
Love it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
And how amazing is that you're with your work, you get to travel so much.
I know.
Yeah.
I
mean,
that is so cool. So the podcast, you just film wherever you are.
Yeah.
That is
basically
so cool.
the kind of, what would you say, like the, not the narrative, like the whole reason of our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that?
The reason?
Yeah.
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 I don't know what else you want to say.
The whole thing about this is for people to be like eavesdropping on me and Aving's conversation.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how to word that.
Yeah, like the whole concept of it is people eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just completes me.
I love that. And I think that helps, like, what you were saying about humanizing the brand. I think that's, like, so...
Yeah.
That things like a podcast, like, I don't see any other brands having a podcast. I think that's so innovative.
Yeah.
Because it does humanize it. And I think when people have a relationship with the people, like, not a relationship, but, you know, when people know the people behind the brand, then there's more loyalty there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the thing is with a podcast as well is it's so raw.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, you know, YouTube or TikToks, it can kind of be a little bit more structured.
Yes.
Whereas they give us the mic and just sit down. Like,
yeah.
You know, it all just comes out. Yeah.
Our last episode was about like relationships, past relationships.
Yeah.
But it was really like me and Aving just talking. And like after we were done, we were like, oh my God.
Did we just say that? Like, we'd never said anything like that before online.
We spilled so much because it was just me and Aving talking to each other. And you forget the cameras. There.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I love like... One thing I'll say, I think with my podcast, I say things on this that I would never in a million years. And I say everything online, right? But like, I say things that I'd never say because I feel like, number one, it's people that really like you that are listening that long.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe haters will listen to the first 10 minutes, but like to listen to an hour long podcast, you have to like someone or else you'd smash your phone up. I feel like sometimes I'd be saying things and I'm like, oh my God, did I just say that? But I love it as well because it really your audience feels so connected with you.
Yeah.
And it's like
you're just being your true self.
Yeah. It's like a little secret real society where like I say things online.
That's a great way to describe a podcast.
Yeah.
A little secret society. Yeah. Sorority. And girl, just for any of the listeners, the girls' podcast is Sister Secrets Pod. It's on Spotify, is it? And where
Apple
else?
And YouTube.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I love that you have video.
Yeah.
I love that.
We see a lot of me and Aving's interactions is us laughing.
Yeah.
And I think it makes it funnier when you can see someone laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
It does.
Yeah.
And then obviously we want to show off like our tan, you know, for the brand. And it was just kind of, we also, I don't really listen to podcasts, I'll watch them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of the same, aren't you?
Yeah.
We have a question. So the final thing we usually do with our guests is this is so random. Nobody can ever think on the spot either, Lauren. We need to start telling them this before they come in. But obviously the podcast is called Unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any moment, each of you individually, have any moment in your life that something went completely off script and either worked out or didn't work out?
Ooh.
See, we need to, don't we?
I suppose... being in a long-term relationship and then it ending, that's very unscripted.
Ooh, and they can hear all about that on your podcast.
Yeah. Very true.
So was it a shock to you?
No, it's just a change of your life, you know?
Yeah.
When you get with someone so young, obviously it's not for everyone, but like in my case it was, you're different people by the time you kind of grow up.
Yeah, you grow into adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's just learning to like accept that and kind of move on, I suppose, but it's definitely not something I didn't foresee it. Like,
no,
so it's definitely a point where I was like, oh my God, what the fuck do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm. How long were you with him?
Well, I was in two long-term relationships. So the first one was 5 years and the second one was 6 years.
Oh, God, yeah. They're long. Mm-hmm. So, like, and you're both, young.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, like, most of my adult life, I've been in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I feel like I'm such a relationship girly as well, though. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like... I've,
you like having someone there?
Yeah, I do.
It's always nice having that person, isn't it?
But I need to, like, not that I'm saying this, Alex, if you're listening. Well, I feel like sometimes I'm like, would I, like, survive? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What if Alex broke up with me tomorrow? Like, I feel like I'd be, like, devastated, crying in the corner for a year. You wouldn't see me at all. But yeah, that is unscripted.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was just the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything. Something that comes to mind actually is knowing your business. Mm-hmm. So we've had products that we brought out with Beabelle that is so unrelated to beauty and tan.
Yeah.
Like we used to sell silk pillowcases.
No way.
How random is that?
Yeah.
Like,
why
and,
not?
And not only that, we used to get them embroidered so you could get a Mr. and Mrs. set for a wedding present.
What the hell were we thinking?
Like, yeah.
Like, what were we thinking?
Now, they were beautiful.
And very high quality. Yeah. Like,
but they just didn't match the brand.
The brand. Like,
yeah.
Then we were going to bring out handbags.
Yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, literally about to bring them out. We sourced them. We got the samples.
Yeah.
We did the drawings. And we didn't do it in the end.
Yeah,
we
actually got makes no sense.
We actually got advice. We were going through, like, a kind of business program thingy. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're bringing out handbags. We were like, yeah. And they were like, no. He was like, you're diluting your brand. Like, you're
needs
saying,
to have its own umbrella if you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're to bring another
you're,
brand.
You're saying you're specialist in tan, but then we're bringing out, like, sorry, a handbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking bed clothing. Like, yeah. Doesn't make sense.
But I'd never think of that. But when you say that, like, you want, like, when you think Beabelle, you want to think tan skincare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to think. So,
It's
so true that if you bring out handbags, then it's kind of muddling.
You're just diluting.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be good at everything.
Yeah.
It's humanly impossible.
Yeah.
But, like, the next thing was the kitchen sink. Like,
oh, girls, thank you so much for it's been so lovely.
Thanks.
And I think there's some really good advice and talking points there for our listeners. Guys, everyone, start a business.
Yes.
Do you just want to give, I'll start with you, Abe. Mm-hmm. Do you want to give your socials?
Mm-hmm. So my Instagram and TikTok is Ave Murphy, A-O-I-B-H Murphy.
And mine is Blah Murphy, B-L-A Murphy.
And then our Beabelle is, it's just Beabelle Beauty for all of our
they
socials.
Yeah. And then Caldora is Caldora Skin Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sister Secrets, I've no idea.
Yeah, it's kind of different. It's either Sister Secrets or Sister Secrets Pod.
You'll find it anyway.
Yeah.
It's in our bios.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I love it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having us.
As usual, guys, if you want to send anything in to us, any guest requests or dilemmas, you can find us at Unscripted Go Loud on Instagram, or you can email us at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Thank you so much for listening, girls. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode and I hope you have the best week. Mwah, love you.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.